Hello, and welcome to this AFB Press podcast featuring a discussion with Dr. K. Allison Farrell, author of the recently released book, Reach Out and Teach, Helping Your Child Who is Visually Impaired Learn and Grow. Dr. Farrell is professor at the School of Special Education and director of the National Center on Severe and Sensory Disabilities, College of Education and Behavioral Sciences at the University of Northern Colorado Greeley. She was the principal investigator of the groundbreaking Project PRISM, the first study of child development in 50 years to focus on children with visual impairments and the ways in which their development is similar to or different from that of typically sighted children. In this podcast, Dr. Farrell will be talking to us about her new book, Reach Out and Teach, Helping Your Child Who is Visually Impaired Learn and Grow, a revised and expanded version of the book first published in 1985. Susan Spungen, former vice president at AFB, was a consulting editor to this book. Before recording this podcast, Dr. Farrell responded to questions from parents posted in AFB's Family Connect blog. Dr. Farrell, thank you for being here to discuss Reach Out and Teach.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
As I mentioned, the first Reach Out and Teach book was published in 1985. Why did you decide to write that book at that time? What was your goal?
Well, it wasn't actually my goal. It was Susan Spungen's goal. She had written a grant to the U.S. Department of Education because services in early intervention and preschool were so absent then. We just didn't have them like we do today. It wasn't put into the law until 1986, so there weren't really services for kids, and this grant that she proposed was a way of trying to get information to parents who otherwise wouldn't have that information. So really, you have to give Susan Spungen credit for that part. I learned a lot because what we had done before the book was published, the way Susan had set up the grant, was we asked parents what was the information that they wanted to know. So the book really responded directly to parents and what they needed to know. And we had also asked university professors and teachers and just a whole range of people who work with kids who are visually impaired what they thought parents needed to know. And there were two different answers to that question. You know, the parents had very specific things that they were interested in, like what happens to my child when he goes to school? What happens to my child when he gets out of school? Even in infancy. So it was a really important thing to focus on what parents wanted and not what professionals thought they needed to know.
So why did you decide then to revise the original edition? Has the landscape of support for children and with visual impairments and their families, has that changed dramatically since then?
Well, I have to say that I thought it had changed dramatically, and my experience with the blog the last couple of weeks has been things really haven't changed all that much. Parents are still going through some of the same things they were going through 25 years ago. But our original plan in the revision was that legislation had been passed in 1986, like I said, where kids with birth to three-year-olds were now covered under the U.S. Department of Education's law, the IDEA law, the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act. And that hadn't been the case when I had written the first edition. So we wanted to include all the information about what parents' rights were in terms of birth to three and what they could expect from the services and what kinds of people that should be involved with them at the birth to three-year-old range. So that had changed, but I really have to say that based on that blog, I'm surprised that so much has not changed from 25 years ago.
What has not changed exactly?
Well, some parents still aren't receiving services, or they're not receiving services that are appropriate for kids with visual impairments. That a lot of the services that are delivered are what we would call generic services. They're services for all kids with disabilities, and they don't have anybody involved in their program who really knows about visual impairment and how you can use that information to change development.
How does Reach Out and Teach, the new Reach Out and Teach, how will it help those parents get that information that they need?
I think it'll do a couple of things. My goal was to try to demystify early intervention. Early intervention and professionals and the work they do is really, sometimes we just keep that close to ourselves and don't share with parents why we're doing things. So a lot of the book explains why things are important to do, why it's important to work with your child and get him moving, why it's important to show your child different objects in the environment, how to interact with the environment, how to interact with people. So I give reasons for doing those kinds of things, and it's not just a prescription that you should do this, 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 and this. It's you want to do this because it'll lead to this, and this is the reason behind some of the things that we do.
How should families use the new book?
Well, let's see. I think they should use it based on their child's age, because that was one of the big differences from the first edition. The first edition we kind of covered, had chapters on gross motor development, and we had chapters on fine motor development, chapters on language development. And in this book, we've tried to do it by age groups. So we have infants from birth to about 12 months of age, and then the next chapter is from 9 to 24 months of age. It's trying to talk about those key developmental areas and what you should expect in all domains in that age group. So I think that if I were a parent using this, I'd look at how old my child is, and I'd go to that chapter in the book. And if I found something that I talk about how the chapters overlap in terms of age group, because we don't have really good data on when visually impaired kids do things, that if you find something in that book that maybe you hadn't known about before, that you go to the previous chapter and look at that. There are a couple chapters that are good to read at any time, and I think that's the introductory chapter, the first one that talks about what we do know about how children with visual impairments learn and grow. And then the last chapter, which is actually an epilogue written by individuals with visual impairments themselves, and what they would say to parents about how they were supported when they were growing up and what they would suggest parents might do with their own children.
And now what about professionals? Is there a way that professionals can use this book even though it was written for families?
Oh, I think so, because our programs that prepare teachers of students with visual impairments don't always cover that birth to five-year-old range. Most of the programs are kindergarten through 12th grade, so what those teachers are trained in is not early intervention and preschool. So hopefully this chapter will give them the background that they can use it to discuss with the families that they're working with, kinds of things that come up. They can look up information. They can know themselves what to expect at that age level.
Is there anything else that you'd like to share with us about Reach Out and Teach and the process of writing the book?
It was nice to know that there was a lot of information out there I could use as resources, which was way different from back in 1985. So I think there's a lot more information available for parents, and I hope that I gave them in the book the kinds of resources that they could look into for more information. So the book is not the last answer. It's just sort of an introduction and a guide, and then where do you go from here? And hopefully it'll lead parents in that direction.
Well, I know the early response to the book has been very positive from parents, so congratulations. And thank you so much for sharing your perspectives today on your book, Reach Out and Teach, Helping Your Child Who is Visually Impaired Learn and Grow. Thank you so much. We appreciate your insight.
Thank you.
The book is available from the AFB Press online store and can be ordered at www.afb.org/store or by calling 1-800-232-3044. And listeners of this podcast can receive a 10% discount by using the coupon code ROTPOD, that's ROTPOD, when they order. AFB Press of the American Foundation for the Blind is the leading publisher in the field of blindness and visual impairment in the United States. It produces books, journals, videos, and electronic materials offering a wide range of information for students, professionals, researchers, and blind and visually impaired people and their families. For more information, go to www.afb.org or check us out on Facebook.